Oh, you're home. Hey. Yeah, I've kind of been in here all night. I slept a little. I know I said I was gonna be gone all night, but I just that date didn't go the way I was hoping it would. I got. It's so embarrassing. No, I didn't do anything. But it was just. It was a weird situation. So. Come on, you don't want to hear about this. Oh, you do? You're sweet. Yeah, come sit with me. Here, this ice cream ain't finished. You can eat it with me if you want. It's not the best breakfast in the world, but whatever. So everything's going great. We go to the movie like we planned, and we hold hands, whatever, and it's nice, and I'm feeling it. And we're talking after the movie, and he's making me laugh, and it's just a great time. And then he suggests going over to his place, like I knew he would. And at first, I'm completely down for it. And we get there, and things are fine and normal, and we're making out. And then he's like, "You want to go to my room?" I'm like, really excited. Yes. We get in there, and there's handcuffs on the nightstand, and I panicked a little bit and was like, "Oh, you know, what are these for?" Trying to make a joke out of it and everything. And he's like, "Oh, well, I just figured that I could cuff you to my bedpost." And I barely know this guy. I've been on like one date with him. He's twice my size, and I kind of freaked out and just like left. I said that I had to go do something. Like, it's weird for him to have those out on a first date, right? Like without discussing it with me, without talking to me about it. It feels murdery, you know? Like, he didn't warn me or anything. I don't know. And the worst thing is I'm into that. I'm into all of that kinky shit, and that's too much information. I'm sorry. You don't care? I know that I'm kind of quiet. I mean, I've opened up with you, but I mean, that took months. You remember I'd just hide in my room the first couple months you were here. But like, I do have, you know, that side of me that's really into all that stuff. But I feel like anything like that just requires a lot of trust, you know? And I take such a long time to warm up to people. So the first date is just, for me, it was, ugh. It's like, I barely know you, dude, and you want to, like, put me in a vulnerable position. Like, it sucks because I really want to have kinky sex, but you gotta trust somebody to do that. I can count the number of people that I'm that close to on one hand, you know, and like you're one of them. I tell you stuff, but what about you? You into like kinky stuff. I'm sorry. That's, oh my God. Blue, that's none of your business. Just pretend I didn't ask that. You can tell me to fuck off if you want to. I'm sorry. You don't mind talking about it? Oh. I didn't expect that. What kind of stuff are you into then? Actually, you know what? Wait, don't tell me. That's way too embarrassing. Oh my God. No. I know you're all right with this. Just, God, I'm blushing. Me? I don't mind. I'm kind of, sort of, into maybe being dominated a little bit. Alright, a lot, if I'm being honest with myself. But I never know how to ask for it. But, I also like taking control sometimes. I actually have more experience there. I never know how to ask a guy to take the lead. It's weird, and, you know? Like, how do you navigate that sort of thing? Just be like, do you talk about it beforehand? Like, what do you say? Hey, I want you to, you know, rough me up just a little bit. I want you to decide what we're gonna do, and use me a little bit, you know. That's so embarrassing. I can't believe this stuff's coming out of my mouth. It's you. You are dangerous. You make me say things. You make me come out of my shell like nobody I ever met. I think I've talked more words to you in one sitting than I have with, well, than I have with anybody in a while. You do talk about it beforehand. Oh. You like lay it all out before you do anything? That seems kind of, it's kind of hot actually. Getting each other all worked up talking about it. I am gonna spit it out. Hold on, I need it. Random question. Hypothetically, are you attracted to me? Oh my God, I'm sorry. That was so totally inappropriate. You know, I'm just gonna go back to my room and hide for a few days. Just forget I said anything. Thank you so much for talking to me. I'm gonna go. It's okay. All right. You know, still, I'm gonna go hide. I've embarrassed myself enough today, I think. Am I asking because I want to have, like, in a hypothetical way, I'm really attracted to you, and I kind of maybe already knew sort of that you're kinky like me, because you had me go grab your phone from your room once while we were watching a movie, and I kind of maybe saw some ropes attached to your bedposts, but, anyway, it doesn't matter. It would be totally weird, because we live together, right? And besides, I'm not even very good at, kinky stuff. So, it's silly, huh? What do I mean? Just what I want is, like, silly stuff. Don't worry about it. I can't believe I'm talking about this with you. I'm very sorry. I've had a crush on you for a bit, and, but that's my problem. not yours, so I'm sorry. you're very, very sweet, and I get along with you real well, and you're very, very cute. You're so cute. Oh my god. But I will keep that to myself, and I apologize if I made you uncomfortable, darling. I'm so sorry. It doesn't make you uncomfortable. Oh. Oh, well. Wow. I didn't know you thought of me that way. Yeah, I'll come back and sit on the couch. Are you serious? You're not pulling my leg, are you? That'd be mean. That'd be such a mean trick to play. You're not kidding. Whoa. That's... You fantasized about me? Yeah, I have too. Tell you about, what have I imagined? Gosh, you're so, you're gonna put all the blood into my face. Yes, I know I can trust you, and I know you won't make fun of me, but it's still, like, just getting the words out. I've imagined, trying to dominate you, and then you turning the tables and taking control away from me. Like, just using me a bit. Not like in a mean way. Maybe after I'd had sex with somebody a few times, I'd feel comfortable with that, but just, like, in a positive way, is that a thing? Like, not because I'm weak or anything. Because the person I'm with just really wants to take me. Like, I like the idea of being so desirable that my partner kind of loses control a bit and takes the lead. So that's what I fantasize about a bit. But it feels kind of selfish. I know intellectually it's not weakness to want to submit, but I have a real hard time getting out of my own head about it. Yeah, 'cause, you know, like, it feels, I know that this ain't it, but it feels like the lazy option or something. You don't see it that way. You like it when a girl submits to you. It makes you feel protected. Oh. And like you can let loose. I guess that if it makes you feel good to do those things to somebody and make them feel good, there's nothing wrong with it, is there? Well, this is a real interesting discussion. Do you want, like, go get breakfast? I guess that's a no to breakfast. What do you mean I'm still gonna be getting breakfast? That's a dirty thing to say. Try to push you down. You're so much bigger than me. That ain't gonna work. You want me to try? All right. I can't believe this is happening. Oh, you want me to push you down and have my way with you, do you? That lasted all of about 2 seconds. I can try harder later. Makes you so sure you're gonna want to do this again. Let's get this. No, I'm not trying to hurt him. It's just. Taking my wrists, moving them away. I feel really exposed. Oh, your hands. Oh, my tits. Sorry. I'm just apologizing for being loud. You want me to be loud? Okay. Yeah, I think I can undo your pants. Hold on. My fingers are kind of stupid right now. Me say all kinds of embarrassing things. God, you're so hard and warm. I really won't. Which one is it? I want you to keep going. Oh, please, don't stop biting me. But I really want you inside me, please. Please. Don't make me beg too much. There's something you want first, but it's really hot. Grabbing my chin in your hand like that. You're in charge. You. Sorry. I won't do it again. Where are you dragging me to? Oh, no, that's too embarrassing. I don't want to. sitting on your face. That's. But. Are you sure? If you make me feel that good again. Come to your room. Okay. You don't gotta tell me twice. Oh. Hey. wet enough for you already? You're gonna make me come again. I'm totally sick. Like, it just went harder when I said that. That just slipped out. Oh my god. I meant it when I said that you're one of the only people I feel like I trust. Like, but it's more than that. God, your smile, your... How am I supposed to keep going when you're rubbing my clit like that? Your smile, the way you always make me laugh. The way you're so sweet to me. And... so easy to talk to you, and I really admire you and how strong you are. I feel like you're one of my closest friends, to be honest. It's nice to be held like this. You want to just spoon after making me come twice in a row like that? Fuck your cock. Making me say all those things to you. Say it again. Say what? I love you. You know, it's kind of... You're kind of giving me mixed messages. You're telling me to tell you I love you while you're pulling my hair. I love you. I love you, sir. Please, please keep fucking me. Ah,
hold me all tight against you while you're fucking me. Making me feel so safe and... so free. Even while you're driving me crazy. Fuck.
Why came on my face. That was so fucking hot. Thanks for catching me. I'm a little... I got jelly bones. You're smart. You can keep these right next to the bed to wet. To clean off. Yeah, I guess you are a little more experienced than me. Hmm. beautiful.
Even with cum all over my face. Especially. I guess you'll just have to do that a lot then.
It was wonderful. Yes, that was a perfect start. You just pushing me a little bit and making me be good for you. Without being too rough yet. No, I do want. I definitely am into that. Thank you for starting me off slow. Except for that. Except for when you hit me out like that. Oh my god, I thought I was gonna die. What do you mean you weren't even giving it your all yet? Oh my god. I'm really in for it, aren't I? Yeah. I meant it. I mean, I was feeling really, really good when I said I love you, but no, I'm not the kind of person to say stuff like that just in the moment. I've thought about it for a while. I didn't tell you because we lived together and yeah, we're friends and everything, but I didn't know if you felt the same way. I love you too. Very pro cuddling. How nice and warm and safe. Oh, I'm gonna need the rest, am I? I like the sound of that.